Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this morning, and we just give you this day, and watch over us and speak to us, God, this morning. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today's passage is a very famous one. Everyone here, I'm sure, has heard it many times. And basically, Jesus' basic message in this part of his Sermon on the Mount is, live for eternity. Right? Don't live for temporal things. Don't live for the things of this earth. Don't focus on just the material things here, but focus on the eternal things. Focus on the heavenly things. And it's easier said than done, right? It's easier said than done. Jesus says in verse 25, "Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" And it's so true, and we wouldn't, you know, doubt Jesus' statement. Of course, life is more than food, and life is more than clothing. But when it comes to how we actually, you know, live our lives, so often our life consists of food. You know, we're so consumed with, well, what are we going to eat today, or which restaurant in Hong Kong can we try out? And, you know, like, our life can be so focused on food and so focused on clothing, right? And I think Jesus, just a good reminder this morning that, yeah, our life is more than food and clothing, and it's not just about how much we can have and how much we can enjoy in this life, but it's about seeking for eternity, living for eternity. I wanted to look at one thing. So the cure for anxiety, this passage is kind of personal to me, because my mom, when I was young, my mom used to be a worrier. You know, she used to worry all the time about everything. And my dad would always come back with this passage and say, woman, don't worry about stuff. You know, God's going to take care of us. It didn't help her. It just made her more angry at my dad. But ever since I was young, our dad would read to us this passage and say, you don't have to worry. Your Heavenly Father will take care of you. Your Heavenly Father will be with you. Your Heavenly Father will watch over you. And I love the passage, right? He compares us to birds of the air and says, are you not worth much more than the birds of the air? Are you not worth much more than the grass of the field, the lilies of the field? And rhetorical question, right? Of course, we are worth much more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And so we can rest assured, right? Every single one of us here can rest assured that Father God is going to watch over us and Father God is going to take care of us and clothe us and feed us. PSM has a saying, right? He will, I don't remember actually. He'll take care of you and he will feed you and he will lead you and feed you. You know, as long as you're following him and as you put your faith in him. And really, I believe, you know, if we as Christians decide, yeah, we're going to live for God, we're going to lay down the things of this earth. And you hear countless testimonies, right, of people that gave up their everything and they chose to follow God and they chose to just serve people and serve God, and God over and over again will meet their need in miraculous ways and provide for them and show himself that he is one that takes care. But I have a problem with it, you know, because so for us sitting here, all of us here in this room can confidently say, yes, I know that my God will take care of me. We're not going to go out of this church building and say, well, I don't know where my next food is going to come from. I don't know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. You know, none of us will have to worry about these things. None of us will have to ask these questions. And it's not because, it really is not because we're Christians. It's because we come from wealthy families and we're doing well and we have enough money. You know, we just have, you know, we have a wealth of stuff with us. And we're never going to have to worry, but I want to ask, I've been asking Jesus this question since the morning when I was reading this passage. I'm like, well, but there are people out there, you know, Jesus is saying your Father will take care of you. You're worth much more than the birds of the air, that they don't do anything and Father God takes care of them. But then there are people out there, I don't know them personally, but we know people out there, right, that they actually starve to death. They die because they don't have enough to eat. And my question to Jesus is, how about them? You know, like, Father, you said you will take care of people. You know, you said you will feed the people as you feed the birds. How is it that there are people out there that don't have enough? The reason why they die is because they don't have enough food. And there are people out there that die because they don't have shelter, right? I mean, even in Hong Kong, we hear about people living in the streets that don't survive the winter, all because they don't have enough to put on, right? Because they don't have enough to wear. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I'm just asking Jesus, like, well, how come? You know? Because we can read the passage and be like, yeah, of course, Father God's going to take care of me. But really, are we resting on God, or are we resting on the fact that we have family members and friends, and even if we lost our jobs, we have a savings account? You know, like, we have all these things that we can lean back on. And I try to think about, well, what was it like for Jesus' time when he was saying this passage to these people? Were they really worrying about, you know, how they were going to live, how they were going to survive? And Jesus is telling them that they didn't have to worry. And so I have more questions today than really a message. But I just want to look at the Luke passage. There's the same exact passage in Luke in chapter 12. And, you know, it starts from verse 13. And basically, Jesus is teaching them, you know, don't be greedy. And he gives them the parable of the rich man who has a really good harvest. And he stores all his goods in the barn. And he says, Well, now I have all my goods laid up, and I can rest and take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. And God says, you fool, the very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? And then Jesus says, well, for this reason, since your life is not about material things and it's temporary and you don't even know when you're going to die, and when you die, you're not going to take anything with you, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life. And he goes through the same passage, consider the birds, consider the lilies, and he comes to verse 31, right? But seek for his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. And then, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Right? That's our verse, our theme verse for this year, Luke 12:32. And my concern is that when we read this verse and when we think the year of reaping, we're thinking just for ourselves. You know, that was my concern from the beginning of the year, that we think year of reaping, yes, everything that I want is going to come to pass. And I thought, that's not what this is talking about. God's saying, I'll give you the kingdom. If you start seeking for kingdom desires and kingdom, you want to see the kingdom of God come and establish on this earth in your life, and you're seeking for the righteousness of God, then God will gladly give you these things. Not if you want a promotion, and if you want this, and if you want that. Yes, this is a year of reaping for you. And I'm not against the whole prosperity thing, because I think there's truth to it. You know, that God blesses his children, God blesses his people. But I don't want, I just thought, well, I don't want our church to be focused on, yeah, you know, all the things that I want is going to come to pass this year. And I just thought that was a silly thing for us to, be focused on. But anyway, do not be afraid. So Jesus says, seek for the kingdom, right? Seek for the kingdom of God. And he says, but don't be afraid, because the Father God has chosen gladly to give you the thing that you're seeking for. But then verse 33, he says, sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves purses which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief come near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I feel like this is Jesus explaining to us, saying, you know, don't be afraid. Your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. And how are we going to receive the kingdom? Well, sell your possessions, give to the poor, give to charity, and live for the treasures in heaven. You know, like, how can we seek for the kingdom of God? Sell your possessions, give to charity, and live for the treasures of the heaven and not of this earth. And I just think there's truth to it. You know, because if we have a lot of possessions, if we have a lot of things, it's going to distract us. We're not going to be focused on living for the kingdom. So Jesus, I'm not saying sell all your possessions and give it all away, but I think we need to think about it, you know? And I feel like, and my thing is, Jesus, how come, Father, you those people that die out of hunger and out of lack of shelter and clothing, they matter more to God than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, right? That's not a question. But how come it's not happening? And, you know, you've heard this before, that we are, you know, Jesus' hands and we are Jesus' feet, and we are the ones that's called to go out. You know, we talk about God and he's the defender of the needy and the weak, right? And he takes care of the fatherless and the widows. When we read that passage, we're not saying, okay, God, you're the one that's doing it, so go ahead and do it and let me enjoy my life. It's God is all about taking care of the needy and defending the weak. And so we better go out there and do the things that matter to God, right? It's, you know. And so when I was struggling this morning with this passage, I came to the conclusion, well, we need to go out there and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen, because to Father God, these people are more important than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. So I just wanted to kind of challenge us this morning. There's lots of ways to give. You know, if we look for ways to give and take care of the poor and really reach out. There's lots of ways we can do it. You know, there's World Vision, there's Compassion International, where you can sponsor a child, and I'm sure there are many other ways that a lot of us are probably already involved in. So this is not a condemnation kind of thing, because I was just wondering. This was what God was kind of speaking to me this morning, but so let's be a church that takes care of the needy, that reaches out, that look for ways to help take care of the poor, and don't just have good intentions about it. You know, good intentions are not enough, right? We learned from PSAM. And let's ask the Holy Spirit now. Let's close our eyes and just ask Him to speak to us and convict our hearts about what are we focusing on in this life. You know, are we focusing on material things, the temporal things? How much of our energy and, you know, focus is spent on storing up goods here on this earth, retiring well and retiring early and those things? And how much of our lives are we going to spend seeking for the kingdom of God and storing up treasure in heaven, you know, by giving to the needy and really taking care of the people that really matter to God? But I also would like us to just meditate upon this truth that Father God will take care of us. You know, Father God, there's that passage about anxiety. The title for that little part is called The Cure for Anxiety. And if you really struggle with worrying, and if you struggle with being anxious all the time, lay that down, right? Jesus says, don't worry and do not be anxious. So let's put our trust completely in Jesus, for no matter, you know, what it is that we are worrying about, and rest in the fact that Father God really is there taking care of us and watching over us. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for the members of our body that we know are struggling or are going through difficult times. You know, we know Yuli's father, who's ill. So let's pray for Yuli and her family and her father, James Kim, and his sister. And there's other new members whose parents are sick. So let's cover them, and also let's cover the ones that are still looking for a job. Let's pray that God would lead them. And anyone else, you know, that you know is discouraged or having a hard time in their faith, in their walk with God, and just struggling in any way, let's cover them, let's bring them before the Lord, and let's cover our church. And just pray for our brothers and sisters. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our house churches today. There's Robinson Road, that's Leanne and myself. MacDaddy House Church, Janie and Kenny. Causeway Bay House Church, Angela and Carmen. Tregunter with Tom and Charles. And Kowloon with Karen and John Kang. So let's pray for the house churches. If you're in the house church, please pray for your leader and the time that you'll have tonight. And let's just pray and cover every single meeting, that it will be a good time of fellowship and learning and growth. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the ministries here in Hong Kong that we are supporting. Let's pray for Sports Services International, which is a YWAM ministry. Let's also pray for Godwin's ministry, Shanti Ministries, that takes care of the refugees and like the Nepalese and the Pakistani community out in Yuen Long. Let's pray for just YWAM as a whole, YWAM Hong Kong. Let's pray that God would really bless them and their ministry. Pray for Fabi and Frank. They're actually starting kind of their own branch called Master's Beauty, which is like a, you know, performing arts, drama-focused ministry. So let's pray for them as well. And pray for Zengsheng College. Let's pray for Almin and just the ministry with the teenagers, you know, that are struggling with drugs. And so let's pray for them. And Well, face-to-face ministries, they have their Deeper Still retreat coming up in a few weeks. Let's pray for Jimmy and Bonnie and Janice Chen that are helping out with that ministry. So, yeah, let's cover the ministries in Hong Kong and just pray for our city. You know, let's pray together. Lastly, let's pray for our church building search. Let's pray that God would lead us to the right building. And please pray for the fundraising committee and the building search committee and the different people in charge. Let's pray that God would really lead them and speak to them. And pray for Pastor Sam as he leads the soul team. Let's pray together for this building search. Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you say in your word that we do not have to worry about anything, God. We don't have to be anxious, God. But Father, God will take care of us. And I thank you for all of us, God, that you have taken care of us, God. And you have led us and you have protected us and guided us and taken care of us. And Lord, if there is any way we can help those that are in need, and we can be an extension of your hands and feet to really reach out, I pray that you will convict our hearts, God, and Holy Spirit, that you will come and speak to us so that we can go and obey, and just give us direction and guidance and wisdom in this area, Father. And Lord, watch over us today as well. We thank you that you will. We thank you that you watch over us much more than you do the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And so I just want to pray, you know, your blessing over all of us, God. I pray that you will bless them with your peace and your guidance today, and that you will speak to them and that you will be near to them. And so we thank you for this day. We give this day to you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.